lotion.
Like body lotion?
Yes.
I don't have a favorite one.
So you do enjoy body lotion, though?
Yeah, I do.
Full, just on the hands, or?
Everywhere.
Ah. The small of the back, perhaps?
Keep going, Dan. Now
this is so cool, isn't it? I'm just having a good time. What's up? How is everyone?
This is the sound of sports.
Find out who's wearing Cinderella's slippers this year. Live coverage of the NCAA tournament beginning Thursday night at 7 on Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket.
All right, 5:55. This is Bob and Dan. We're in for the hard line. Oh, we're almost 3 hours in. I'm about ready to quit.
I'm tired.
That's what we're used to, you know.
Ready to hang it up?
I have a three-hour time limit. Unless I add a post-game show, which we'll do tonight.
Is it pronounced Humble, Texas?
It's humble, yeah. You know what? Me and Kevin were talking about correcting you, but after Brandon Whitting,
I'm a Yankee.
We decided, nah.
Humble is pronounced humble?
It's humble, yeah.
I didn't know that. I'm from here, Holmes.
Yeah, it's humble.
Well, Tom's from Delaware.
I lived in Houston for a little while. It is humble.
Did you?
Yeah.
Why won't you jump on Bob on the air? Do it, dude.
On him for Brandon Whitting.
Yeah, because who doesn't know the pronunciation of every backup Eagles lineman?
Is he a backup?
No, he actually played a lot, but he's kind of
he's a backup.
All nice. Right. Well, we've been over-teasing this, as Bob mentioned before.
Eagles!
But it's time to get to what we think may end up, when all is said and done, when we wrap up the show today, as the greatest Aggie story you've ever heard. Now, I thought for a little fun... Tom, you are an Aggie, right?
I am.
I mean,
class of 96.
Once an Aggie,
whoop,
you're always an Aggie. Which is another one of their
do your little thing,
queer little things.
Do your little thing where you kick your leg up.
I'm not going to kick my leg up.
It's raining men.
Go ahead and interlock your leg with someone next to you. And
there's nobody next to me.
And
I'm not going to saw Varsity's horns off.
By the way. We love the Aggies. We're going back this fall.
We do. We missed our road trip
last
year.
But we are amazed by them.
Do that cool move where you goose step and kind of half salute Hitler.
We don't half salute Hitler, sir.
That's an awesome move, man.
That's not them, dude.
Oh.
Well, I thought maybe you guys would like to guess.
Well, that's original. That's
what the greatest Aggie story might be. I don't know if you remember some stories from the past.
Not
because
this
is a story that's... It's been out there in the past.
You know what? My favorite Aggie story of all time was when Reveille was stolen by the Longhorns.
Well, that was... this isn't it. I'm not even familiar with that story.
Remember that? That was like 10 years ago, right? Didn't some mm-hmm. Longhorns have Reveille for a while?
Were you in school then, Tom? Oddly enough?
No, I transferred in. No, I was not there then.
Oh, I transferred in. Mm.
From
you're
Delaware
an Aggie
College?
like
no,
you're from
not
Philly.
From Delaware College.
Where'd you start?
I was at UH. And I transferred in.
You've never publicized this.
Oh, I believe I've talked to you guys about it. I've mentioned this before.
Why did you do that?
Is U of H University of Humble?
Right.
That's actually Houston.
Houston.
Any other big stories from the past you think might be
I think we're bogging down here. We're not getting to the greatest Aggie story
ever. Well, how do you know?
Is it duct tape?
Actually, let me see here. There was no duct tape involved in this, but yeah, there's been many an Aggie story where they've duct tape a naked young man and they throw him in the back of some kind of pickup truck and go have their fun with him.
I think the greatest Aggie story ever was their national championship, which has been won.
No, actually, they haven't won a national championship.
Oh, no. Yes, they have.
They got one.
Idiots.
Oh,
when? They got one during World War II, didn't they?
Well, that was a little bit before World War II.
When was that?
Before they left?
39.
When was that, idiot?
Hey, at least they've won one.
The much-publicized championship of 1939.
Well, those are good guesses.
Well, was it the...
It was a very good year.
Was it the collie chick over in your car window while you're...
player who was handling up on his own business earlier this year?
You
want to
see little Aggie?
You
want to see the little soldier staying in attention? He'll goose-step you.
Look, he's got his senior boots. No, it wasn't that. And we're not even referring to the time when the Aggie cheerleader pulled his saber on
a
poor
SMU player.
We don't
have cheerleaders at A&M.
I got nothing.
And it wasn't even a yell leader.
We don't have cheerleaders. Yeah, we know you don't have cheerleaders, dude. You got a bunch of dudes down there in the field.
In the ice cream.
Which is really hot. Actually, it has to do with another Aggie ritual. We know that, how many are there, Tom? You're a,
there's a bunch of
fish
them.
Leader or whatever. What?
I'm not a fish leader.
You're a red pot. What's a red pot?
That's one of the workers on the bonfire.
Okay.
Former
bonfire. Are there other
student
color
leaders?
Are there other color pots?
Yeah. There's white pots and yellow pots and stuff like that.
What are they for?
Those are underclassmen that work on the
bonfire.
Now, is
the red pot the highest ranking bonfire worker?
The highest ranking pot?
Yes.
What are yellow pots and white pots?
Those are underclassmen that work on bonfire.
And red pot is the older guy that works on the
bonfire. Yeah, basically, yeah.
You work your way up the pot ladder.
Yes.
Okay.
It's a gateway, Bob.
It is a gateway.
Too higher up the ladder.
It's better be one good story.
Well, it has to do with the red pots and one of their traditions.
Okay.
We know.
Now, do you know any red pot traditions you'd like to tell us about?
No, I don't.
Okay.
We know of so many traditions in Aggieland over the years, right? I mean, just the don't walk on that certain grass and the don't wear your hat.
Memorial Student Center.
Don't wear your hat in that building.
That's right.
We, isn't there something funny about the clock?
If Reveille wants to sleep in your bed, you got to hit the floor.
If Reveille barks in a
class
happens?
Class is dismissed.
Right.
Yeah.
So
lots of traditions.
Don't they tack after yell practice? Don't they run and tackle or after a game?
Yeah, the gayest football player, they'll tackle.
No.
Throw in the lake.
The poor yell leader gets chased and thrown in the
Stop!
Front.
Right.
Don't chase me.
Oh! Hey, hey, hey.
All right, well, this is a red pot tradition that...
Oh, panties.
What? That apparently...
You're so lucky your team is good.
that apparently was big during bonfire. Okay?
Oh, God.
And I'm wondering about how
he
to
knows
actually...
what this is.
I don't know for sure what this is.
I guarantee you he knows exactly what we're talking about.
Now, this is documented. This is not rumored. This is documented.
Yeah, yes? I want to tell you that I'm reading from the magazine called Texas Monthly in April of 2000. Now, of course, in April of 2000 was after the bonfire tragedy of 1999. And they were kind of doing a follow-up on where things stood at that point.
What went wrong? Why it went wrong?
The dangers of bonfire. Will there ever be bonfire again? The tradition behind bonfire. And there was one particular line. So again, this is from Texas Monthly, April of 2000. A couple of weird traditions, women said, were no woman were allowed to walk in a certain area of the stack site, the logs, unless she had slept with a red pot.
Tom?
I have no idea. I've never heard that before.
There was big traditions as far as a lot of drinking and whatnot went on during bonfire.
Kidding. Let her up. I banged her last week.
You may pass.
Yeah, come on.
But here's the biggest tradition of all, Tom, which I wish you to comment on. And a tradition which I think will make the saber pull and the duct tape a thing of the past as far as what we think of the Aggies. And let me read directly from Texas Monthly, April 2000. A wide-ranging witness statement given by a female member of the Corps told how each group of red pots fills a jar with ejaculate and sets it atop the stack to burn.
I've never heard that. Never in a million years.
Current bed radio content may not be suitable for children. Listener discretion is advised.
Afterwards?
After.
After?
Good timing.
Why doesn't the shield run that at the end of the episode?
We're clamping down. The FCC has got us on the run.
What you might have just heard.
Could offend some.
Turn off your radio.
We hope you weren't offended by that.
Hit the dump button on your car radio.
What do you mean you've never heard that? I guarantee you...
I've never, ever heard that.
Play the disclaimer again and let me read from Texas Monthly.
Current bed radio content may not be suitable for children. Listener discretion is advised.
I will again read from this publication. It says,
Red Pot wasn't one step away from mayonnaise pot.
A wide-ranging witness statement given by a female member of the Corps told how each group of Red Pots fills a jar with ejaculate and sets it atop the stack to burn.
I don't believe that.
We did it!
Is that there? Is that the big yell afterwards?
Yay! We did it!
Your calls, your comments,
BS,
and Tom's comments on this story.
Not blunt. No way.
You're calling like
I'm not buying that.
Ace Gunner 4 and Red Pot 96 to see if, you know,
214-787-1310. Is this true? Is it a myth? Will Bob be able to continue the show?
I quit.
Find out. Next.
I'm Steve Nash, of course, and I never listen to bad radio. It's brutal.
One team will leave the D&M Leasing CCOI 7 rink with no grooming issues whatsoever. And we aren't talking about the girl goalies. Losing team gets their head shaved. See it live on March 29th at AAC from Ramey King Insurance and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Well, quarter after six, it's been a very, very eventful show. And we're right in the middle of a controversy here. So our college sports reporter, Dan, has broken a story that actually hit print some 4 years ago, but a P1 wanted to make sure we knew about it. Since we seem to have developed into the show that documents weird things about, really, Aggie traditions. We are fascinated with the scene. That's why we go there every fall. That's why we'll be back there this fall. But we are also...
We're Aggie fans, to tell you the truth. I would love nothing more than if they would win. Why don't they win? Oh, I was looking at Tom. Apparently he's on the phone with his Aggies going, you're right. Those guys are full of it.
They're not even from Texas.
All right, so recap the rumor that is...
Well, it's one of the traditions.
So aghast.
The traditions supposedly at Bonfire. And this is, I'm not making this up. This isn't from an email.
No.
This is from Texas Monthly, April 2000.
Who wrote the story?
You can go
just
look it up.
People want to reference it.
The human who wrote the story, Paul Burka.
Okay.
Paul Burka.
Burka.
You have a problem with that now?
You want to bow up on that? By the way, it's funny in here. It's funny hearing Tom screen these calls. You're right. Those guys just don't understand what it's like to be an Aggie. And
they would have been two percenters.
Their little quote in here from one of the Aggies that worked one of the Red Pots. He says, people don't come to A&M to become Aggies. They come to perfect the Aggie that is already within them.
Oh, good Lord, Tom. How do you associate with such people? Such blowhards.
All right, so recap the story.
And Eric Earp is sitting in with us. If you have anything to add, Eric is a former...
Yay!
He's a 12th man, right?
Aggie 12th man. He ran down the field in a kickoff against Missouri one day.
And he runs the Ticket Chicks right now.
And then
now.
He fled when apartheid had been broken up,
no,
right?
No.
The black man took the field.
All right, well, this is straight out of Texas Monthly, April 2000. Disclaimer? Do we have a disclaimer?
Current bed radio content may not be suitable for children. Listener discretion is advised.
All right.
From?
We did it!
Texas Monthly, April 2000, it says here, quote, a wide-ranging witness statement given by a female member of the Corps told how each group of Red Pots fills a jar with ejaculate and sets it atop the stack to burn.
That really seems like
an
over-the-top tradition.
Each one of them?
Like each group?
Or they have their own jar?
It's like Tom says there were different groups of Red Pots, different...
Yellow Pots and White
no,
Pots.
No, but are there groups within the Red Pots?
There could be. I don't know what they're called. There might be.
Wouldn't like surprise. There are little groups that work on each section, I would imagine, and I think each like, group has their own jar.
Could you be an East Side Red Pot?
Then we were wondering, off the air during the break, so many questions arise from this, like, well, how many times does it take to actually totally fill a jar? And I got thinking...
No jar filling going on.
I got thinking... intern bit. but I might get overruled. Let's go to the phones. I think there's only one thing left to do, right, Dribble?
Summer?
Yeah, start taking some calls. Arch in Rockwall. Arch.
Dan, no.
First of all, I don't want anybody yelling Dan, because
okay.
I am reading, I
agree.
Texas Monthly, April 2000.
Yes. Texas Monthly, no. It's hearsay from one little girl, one woman gave her statement. I went there 4 years, graduated 81. One of my best friends was a red pot. Father went there with a red pot. I never heard this story ever since I read the article in 2000 and met Texas Monthly. It's not true.
From some guy named Burka.
So, what, your roommate was a red pot?
No, a very good friend of mine. One of the guys that was in the outfit with me was a red pot.
Okay, well.
And you're confident he would confide in you on such topics?
Yes, he would. Well, yes, he would have.
How many times did it take them to fill up the jar then?
Well, I don't know. It would take me a lot of times.
Yeah, you broke them down.
Brian, cell phone? Hi.
Hey, guys. Good to hear you guys on Drive Time finally.
Hi, Brian.
Yeah, it's our dream.
I know. No, this is absolutely a false. But
how do you know it's false? Absolutely false.
Well, absolutely, it's a falsehood because I also, my roommate in college was a red pot.
Everyone's
as well.
Roommate. No actual red pot.
It's like one of those.
Hold on 1 second, guys. I have a tradition that you guys would absolutely love.
Oh dear.
Do we need to hold on. Disclaimer.
Current bed radio content may not be suitable for children. Listener discretion is advised.
Go ahead.
You know recently how they added on to the zone at Kyle Field in the north end of the end zone?
Right.
They used to have a big opening.
Built of ejaculate.
So that Reveille could see the scoreboard.
Stop it.
Wait. Now when they built onto the zone, they didn't have that opening anymore. So some poor Corsap had to hold the score up on a piece of paper for the dogs to see.
Well, didn't they install a scoreboard out there now?
Yeah. Now there's a scoreboard, but during construction there wasn't one.
Stop trying to change the subject.
So guys,
yeah, thanks,
Steve. You will love that.
All right, call me. Where do you want to go here, Tom?
Go
to
line two.
Mike in Keller. Welcome to Aggie Talk.
Hi, Mike. Hello. Mike, you're on the rear. What?
How you guys doing?
Yes, Mike.
I don't know about the job.
Wow.
You know, each year, groups adding one more thing that they want to do or want to pass on to the next group. So, I mean, there's a lot of crazy stuff that goes on out
there. So, hold on a second. Mike in Keller is confirming the truth of this story, then.
No, he's not.
Well, he's at least saying.
I don't know if I'm confirming it. I know it gets pretty wild, and each year when I was there, it was more wild than the year before because you got to one up the group before you.
What do you mean wild? Like adding one more thing to the bonfire? Wild?
Well, heck, you're out there and you're like, okay, rock, paper, scissors, and loser climbs the stack naked. Kind of thing.
All right.
So you don't need the jar.
Yeah, that happened. You know, well, you're pretty brave climbing that stack naked with the wire and the trees and everything else.
It seems
that jar, you got to get around the jar.
There's no jar. Yeah.
And when we were sophomores, we had a senior in our outfit was a red pot, and he gets us out one night, us and the fish, and of course there's a lot of, you know, drinking beer and everything else, and he forces us to eat red pot chili.
Which is?
It's basically chili with probably 4 pounds of the hottest powder, chili powder you can find.
That's not interesting. So what you're doing is confirming...
Day, yeah. And there's some special ingredients in it, though.
So, but you're saying it...
Like what was in the jar?
No. God forbid. There was a can of coconut.
I don't know.
I know that was there because none of us wanted to get the spoon that had it.
You might want to say there was a short curly in
there. Current bed radio content may not be suitable for children. Listener discretion is advised.
I don't know the FCC code words.
We don't either,
short
sadly.
Short curly.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you for your courage, Mike. So basically what he's saying is, even if it didn't happen to your red pot dad who went there in the 70s, it's possible that it was added by the time this article appeared in the year 2000.
Rolled around, if you have
no
one up,
hey,
Tom, when did you graduate?
96.
Can you prove that it didn't happen in the year 2000?
I don't believe it.
Okay.
Well, it didn't happen in the year 2000.
Can I correct Bob?
Maybe prior to that.
Well, he said
possibly happened. I think that proves that it definitely happened.
Yeah. If there's a possibility that something could have happened, it did.
Let's talk to Denny in Mansfield. Denny, welcome to the ticket.
Hi there.
Hi.
Go ahead. You're on the
radio.
You're on the rare.
Well, like I told Tom, that theory really cannot be proven. I had some, you know, I had some friends in my dorm that were red pot.
I've got to disagree with you right now, dude.
What is that?
It's documented.
Yeah, it's in the...
How old are you?
I'm 29.
Did they ever write a Texas Monthly article about the fact that it wasn't true?
Well, yeah, that makes sense. I remember reading that article.
All right, well, just tell us what you know, Denny.
Well, I remember being down at the site, and, you know, the Red Pots had a area called a hodl, you know, which is basically like a little mini cabin they built out there, which, you know, no one was allowed to walk near. But, you know, you really can't confirm what
Can you tell me this?
Didn't happen in there.
Can you tell me this, Denny? How big was the jar? How many liters or whatever did it hold?
Well, I never witnessed a jar, but, like, you know, if you're talking about how long it takes to fill it up, it's about how big the jar is.
Thank you for the call.
Just crack yourself up, buddy.
See you later. So there was a jar, according
no
to Denny.
No jar!
Tom?
Was it like a screw-on cap?
Why are you
Tom,
so embarrassed?
It's not like the
Why are you embarrassed?
March the bonfire carrying a jar.
Why are you embarrassed?
No, they do it there.
Bonfire. Well, I don't understand. What's the big deal?
What a beating.
I mean, oh, I'm sure this goes on at every school, Tom.
Look at Bob.
Doesn't go
He's
on
so punny.
A&M.
Bob's so punny.
Doesn't go on anywhere.
Oh, yeah. It's great.
I didn't mean to be, I swear.
Every college does it. That's why A&M is weird.
All right, there's only one thing to do now. Real rapid fire screenless.
Careful.
Oh, hold on.
Play the disclaimer.
Are you on the air? Hold on. 1 second.
Current bed radio content may not be suitable for children. Listener discretion is advised.
Okay, hi, you're on the ticket.
Yeah, I had a friend that graduated in 98. There's a red pot, and it's true.
Yes!
There
See?
We go.
There you go.
He was the biggest homo.
He was?
He was the biggest homo.
Are you an Aggie?
Of course.
Okay, just making sure. We gotta make sure we don't have a Longhorn.
Turn it down. Turn it down.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, gosh, we had so many more questions
well,
for him.
See you later.
Hi, you're on the ticket.
Hey, I wanted to comment on the story they're talking about.
Welcome.
I'm sorry?
You're on the air. Welcome.
Oh, I'm on the air.
Yeah.
Well,
So I called a radio station,
later.
But I'm surprised that I was on the air. Hi, you're on the air on the ticket.
Hey, is this Dan?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Hey, this is Mike Gaver. I'm the one that sent the article in.
Yes, sir.
Well, thank you,
I mailed it to Bob. I emailed him first to see if he wanted to hear it, but I ended up mailing it to him so that he could read the whole article. But that is a fact. Donnie Bates of Wichita Falls is a red pot. He graduated in 1996. He's the one that turned us on to that article.
Thank you for your...
You know what I had to do? I had to dump that name only because you can't be giving names out over here, okay, dude?
Well, my name's Mike, so I just want you to know I'm the one that sent the article.
I appreciate it.
And thank you for your courage.
Yes.
But anyway, that is a fact, and you can tell that Gribble, F. Gribble, and he is a red pot, too, even though he wasn't...
Okay, dude,
say that, moron. Effing moron.
All right, I dumped that,
and you can't say that either.
Yes, I can.
All right, one more. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Look, guys, I graduated in 97. I was a red pot. It happened.
Really?
Plain truth, it happened.
Well, that's interesting, sir. What's
totally
your name?
Happened. My name's Herman. No big deal, though. Listen.
Evil?
Listen, it took probably about 9 guys to fill the jar up. We put it on top.
Mr. Knievel?
It was no big deal, though. I don't know why Tom's so embarrassed. It was fun.
Wait, prove you're an Aggie. What are one of your traditions? Okay.
All right. All right. Well, okay.
Thank you for your courage, Corby.
77 to nothing. Remember it.
What?
Well, see you later.
All right, 628. Bye.